Welcome to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia.edu, and today, I'm genuinely excited to dive into a study that kind of got me thinking, maybe we really do need to give these simple ideas, like gratitude and compassion, more credit than we usually do. I want to share a fascinating paper with you, led by Lotta Bock and her co-authors, called, and let me double check so I get it right, Can Promoting Compassion and Gratitude Through a 4-Week Online Training Program Improve Women's Mental Health? A randomized controlled trial. Now, before we jump in, the usual caveat applies. I'm here to explain these findings in a neutral way. Academic research is a work in progress, not some new gospel. So, you know, take it as one valuable perspective among many. So, what's the big question this paper asks? Can a short, online, self-guided course teaching compassion and gratitude measurably improve mental health outcomes for women? That's pretty intriguing, right? Especially now with mental health challenges everywhere, the pandemic's ripple effects, and I mean, who hasn't felt stressed or isolated lately? The focus on women, specifically under age 40, and interestingly active on social media, is also key here because that's a group often at higher risk of anxiety and depression. You might be wondering, why gratitude and compassion? Aren't those just like nice words we say around Thanksgiving? Well, turns out positive psychology has been accumulating evidence that these traits do more than just make us feel warm inside. They may actually help buffer us against stress, anxiety, and depression. Kind of wild, right? And this study wonders, if you package those practices into a simple digital routine, meditation, journaling, daily prompts, can you get measurable mental health benefits in just 4 weeks? That's the pitch. So let's talk about what the researchers actually did. They recruited 51 women. Every single participant was between 21 and 39, all in Germany, and everyone had to commit about 20 minutes a day. They split them into two groups. One did the compassion and gratitude program, and the other was a waitlist control group, meaning they didn't do the intervention until later. The program included daily psychoeducational texts, which is like a fancy way of saying little lessons, guided loving-kindness meditations, and at night, gratitude journaling. Honestly, if you've ever tried to keep a journal, you know this sounds easier than it is. Quick digression here. One of my friends tried a gratitude journal and ended up listing his coffee every day for like 3 weeks. And, he insists it improved his mood. Not sure if that counts. But it's one of those your mileage may vary situations. Back to the study. The researchers measured levels of compassion and gratitude, plus subcategories like self-kindness and feelings of isolation, both before and after the 4 weeks, and they were quite rigorous, using standardized scales and all the usual statistical checks. Now, just a reminder, I'm not vouching for the methods, just describing what they did. What did they find? Well, after 4 weeks, the women who did the training reported statistically significant increases in both gratitude and compassion compared to the control group. Like, big differences. Self-kindness went up. Feelings of isolation went down, and mindfulness ticked upward too. And, well, there was a strong positive correlation between compassion and gratitude. So exercising one seemed to reinforce the other. The gratitude measures improved in some areas more than others. Journaling and noticing benefits had large gains, for example, but their attitude towards gratitude didn't shift as much. Maybe because it takes more than a checklist or a month-long course to really shift your underlying worldview. Could be. Again, super important. I'm not saying this paper proves anything for all time or everyone. This is a pilot study, pretty small and very specific to women in Germany who, you know, decided to join a self-improvement program and probably like being online. That's a pretty specific slice of humanity. But I think there's a takeaway here. And it's practical. If you're listening and you've been on the fence about those simple, maybe, dare I say, cheesy mental health habits like gratitude journaling, or giving yourself a break with self-compassion, it might actually be worth a try. The beauty is these tools are free, easy to access, and you can fit them into modern busy routines. The researchers themselves say more work is needed. They didn't track long-term effects, and it'd be cool to see studies like this with more diverse backgrounds. Could it help men, older women? People who don't Instagram their lunch every day? We don't know. Before we wrap up, just another reminder. I'm not endorsing this study as the definitive word. Academic research is best seen as a launchpad for curiosity. One study raises new questions for future work, gives us some clues, not commandments. If this resonates with you, fantastic, try it. If you're skeptical, that's good too. Skepticism is what keeps science moving. Thanks for tuning into In Depth with Academia. Keep listening and keep questioning. And next time, maybe we'll tackle coffee as a gratitude intervention. Or not. Until then, this is Richard Price, signing off with another neutral but, I hope, thought-provoking look at what's going on at the frontiers of academic research.